Isha. Okay. You know, dope this omu pe cheche, omu pe chain, omu pe ring,
kaka. Yeah, and see.
Omu as a mature, young Afro mix, confused South African mix. Omu dress in Obia, Mexico.
The gentlemen are here. Dope Nation, Charlie, you guys, you did form.
Thank you. It's been a while.
Yeah. The last time you guys came, it was what, a couple of months ago, weeks ago?
Yeah.
Ghana piano.
Yes.
The Niger people won't be happy.
They said
they are the ones that have made him a piano what it is today. Didn't you see that whole back and forth?
Yeah, we did. But this is not to fight anyone's intellectual property. Mm-hmm. You know, we are just trying to give credence to everybody,
okay,
and at the same time try to churn a new sound. The reason why it's Ghana is because we are taking old and new sounds from the Ghana culture, musically, and we merge it on the piano.
But don't you think that people are going to say, but why are you jumping on the piano? Why don't you also create something unique? Because once you mention I'm a piano, everybody knows it is South African. So Ghana piano sort of looks like you're copying the South Africans, and we still can't seem to find a unique identity for ourselves.
Our fundamentals when it comes to music is even copying in the first place.
Wait, what?
Our fundamentals when it comes to music is copying in the first place.
Yeah.
Because when you take our progressions and melodies and they are from old songs, we just bite them. So we can't say we are creating something new. It can't happen. Because like the keys and the melodies are just there and they have been exhausted. The only thing you can do is to make them evolve.